Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Rain Verlan episode. A little background information on Rain. She is my neighbor, and one thing that stood out about her episode was she found bones in her backyard. It ended up being a crazy story because the news came over and everything. I also liked her her paranormal haunting stories that she was going through in her apartment, as well as the way she records her music. So I hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. I wanted to give a little respect and a moment of silence for Triple X Tentacion. Okay. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome musician Rain Verlan. That's a lot of clapping. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, How are you?
It's been a crazy few days, you know?
It has.
Rest in peace. That kid was young, huh? 20 years
sad,
old.
Sad stuff.
I didn't really know much. Do you know much about his music?
No, I hadn't heard of him, but I read all the articles, and he's 20.
He's 20? Dude, he had like 175 million hits on like one song.
With like Good to Come.
And it's like 2 minute songs. It was just, you know, and I realized last night because we were listening to his music, you know, because she didn't know, my girlfriend didn't know about.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him, but he had a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, dude, and he was 20 years old. But I noticed one main thing I noticed is his songs weren't that long. They're like 2 minute, like, and they're like really depressing songs.
Oh.
Like what's that song, babe? Sad. Yeah, then Jocelyn Flores. That was like the main one.
Man,
but rest in peace,
kid. Gotta pay him some respect. It's just so tragic.
Sad. I mean, and he got shot just
in his car. Like I saw
going motorcycle.
They like exploited
shopping?
The whole thing on the news and like showed video.
Yeah,
it's really shitty of them. But
isn't it a crazy time? Like with Instagram and how
total
people,
social media is like. It's there's
crazy.
Nothing you can't see.
Yeah. So we're neighbors.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, you live like
we technically live together. Like
we do. That's the only
we're
thing.
We're housemates.
Well, your kitchen is where Ilani and the light is.
Yeah, I listen to the show every single time we record.
Oh, like through the wall.
I'm part of it. I'm literally in every show.
So you are a part of it.
Yeah.
They just can't see you.
No, but I can hear it all.
And you went through a weird couple last weeks. Can you maybe tell the viewers what they found in your backyard?
Oh, yeah. Bones. Lots of bones.
It was on
we found like a shit
files.
Ton of bones. Like, I don't even know what more to say. Diego, my boyfriend, was digging.
Shout out to Diego.
Shout out to Diego. He's probably listening in the kitchen.
Yeah.
We were going to like build a deck to put a hot tub.
Yeah.
And
tell them what was there before the deck. There was like a Blair Witch cabin.
Yeah, there was a cabin there, like a red cabin that had like a collapsed roof and like a weird creepy couch with a bunch of stuffed animals.
Wasn't there a mattress in there too?
Yeah, a mattress. Yeah. I didn't go in because it was like
scary.
Really nasty. And
I
don't
even look in there.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah. So we had them take it down like, I don't know, like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, this is like disgusting because they left foundation and glass, and we were gonna put like a deck and maybe like a hot tub.
Who's they? I want to get into that later.
The workers, like some weird workers, like took it and left it all there. Mm-hmm. I don't know who lived
but
in there.
Colin's nephew.
Yeah,
used
like
to call
nephew.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone lived in there, mm-hmm. and basically, like Diego was digging and mm-hmm. he found a bone, and I was like, that's kind of morbid and creepy, but he kept digging and he found more and more bones like in every quarter of the space. So mm-hmm. then we ended up finding like 60 to 80 bones.
And then
and the police came. Oh, actually, well, I went to the station mm-hmm. like so dumb. Like I took a Ralph's bag filled with the bones to the police station and I was like, I found these bones in my backyard.
On Wilcox, sir?
Yeah, on Wilcox.
Oh man.
And the lady was like looking at me like I was on acid or something.
Oh wow.
And I was like, no, like I found these bones digging in my yard. And she was like, why would I want them? And I was like, shouldn't you know? Like, yeah. What if they're like
LAPD's
someone's body
weird.
Remains?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, there's nothing I can do with these. Call the coroner. And I was like, well, can you like give me the coroner's number? I don't have that on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like creepy. And two police officers ended up coming to my house and they like were digging.
Were they happy?
They were super happy. There's
why?
Like a picture.
Because it's like something going on.
I actually used that picture on my new song for the cover album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but I like blanked out their faces.
Wow.
They were like smiling the whole time. Like,
were they digging too?
Yeah, they were like, we never like, it seems odd, but we never like get calls like this. So they were like super happy to spend 4 hours like digging bones with us.
It's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like the beginnings of a horror movie.
Yeah. Let's write one. Let's write one. This
well,
is ours,
wanna,
by the way.
We
don't
can't
take
forget
it.
About if we do write one, we have to include a Colin Drake.
Yeah. We have to.
So
yeah.
Let's tell the viewers. So Colin Drake, I used to take, he was a 93-year-old old Hollywood actor. I mean, old Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
I mean, from back in the day. And I used to take care of his dog, Dolly. And Dolly, when he passed, I ended up taking Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
But we found some of his writings, because when he passed, I took some of his stuff. Like his daughter's like, do you want anything? We're gonna throw it away. So I took that.
I heard she wasn't so nice.
No, she was, yeah. And she was always drinking wine.
She was a wino.
Yeah, she was a wino. She drank cool. that circular, I think Rossi wine.
The that cheap comes, stuff.
Yeah,
the, oh, like the
it
like
comes
the
in the circle.
Jugs,
yeah, like
guzzle.
The circular jugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd always like find empty bottles of that.
Yeah.
So she didn't have a very good
relationship.
Yeah, they
didn't get along.
They didn't get along.
Yeah.
But so, see that green army?
So that was Collins.
That was Collins. We had an old bookshelf that she didn't she didn't like it so much.
A possessed bookshelf?
Yeah, a possessed one. And that brown table where the stove is.
Damn.
But then
you
we...
You guys profited.
Yeah, and then we found some... I wanted to... well, Ryan, Tinfoil Hat Ryan... Off the Grid Ryan, shout out to Ryan and Tinfoil Hat.
Shout out Ryan.
Read the first page of this, but I was wondering if you, because this might give some clues to the bones in the back.
I hope not.
Okay, well, start with where the star is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in any voice you want.
Okay, so I'm going to use my normal human voice.
Okay.
Needless to say, the old man was more than happy to yield to my pleas and give the animal over to me and be relieved of a distasteful trip to the pound. I hope I thanked him. I want to say, like, I hope this is a movie that he was writing, but I'm going to keep...
This is real.
I hope I thanked him, but being totally entraptured by the dog, I probably didn't. I gathered the emaciated little fellow into my arms and hurried to our back porch where I immediately fed and watered him, then set about medicating the damaged leg. It must have pained him greatly, but he never once protested at anything I did. I would like to say this is the first time I'm reading this, and it's quite disturbing.
Yeah.
And that night, I prevailed upon my mother to let him sleep at the foot of my bed in case he needs anything or gets lonely. Just this once. He never slept anywhere else after that.
Keep going. Keep going. Yeah.
He killed dogs?
Yeah. Yeah. There's so he had just a little review of that and some backstory. He's had more than one dog before Dolly. So keep going. Yeah.
I lavished him with love and care, and in a week or so he had recovered and was looking sleek and handsome. Then after, the skin hardened over the stump. He got around fine and was able to run as fast as any other dog with four perfect paws. Sport, as I named him, proved to be a ball of energy, good-natured and exceptionally intelligent. We became inseparable. Wherever I went, he went too. But should he not permitted in a place, say a church or school or the movie, he had only to be told to wait in some nearby spot, and he would do without fuss. But regardless of how brief our separation might be, for sport, our reunion was an occasion of rapture. The moment I came into sight, he would give one sharp bark and come racing to leap up into my arms and lick my face and wriggle as he said wriggle, but I assume he meant wiggle, yeah. Ecstatically. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he never barked at all. Growl, yes, but no barking. His sole bark was reserved for those reunions with me. This is, like, making me feel extremely, like, uneasy.
Yeah, well,
not uncomfortable,
yeah.
But, like, it's so weird to read the letter of the man who passed away in my home.
You're right, right. Keep going. That's why I wanted you to read it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
This
are
is
you
normal.
Interested? Are you interested?
I'm interested, yeah. But do I have to read the whole thing? Because I'm also not good at reading.
How about you just skip to the very last part where he regrets the dog passing, I think?
I love you too.
Yeah.
This is really cool that he wrote it like this. This is like a weird find for you guys.
Okay, yeah. So maybe that, the very last page.
Mental telepathy, a soul passing over. I have been given many explanations, but I myself have none. Why and how I, 100 miles away and only half conscious, at a precise moment heard my dog's last earthly bark, is a mystery to me, but that's the way it happened. As time draws me nearer and nearer to the end of my earthly span, I frequently find myself imagining awakening in another plane to find a little three-legged black terrier hurling towards me, leaping into my arms with a happy bark. What tricks our imaginations do play on us, and yet, ... Colin Drake, my address.
So my
thank you for sharing this. I will forever have great dreams.
My hypothesis is
he handwrote stuff.
Yeah. Well,
that's
let's
not
read
yours,
some of that. No, no,
yours,
that's
like,
his writing. That's
about
his...
me prepping for the show. No, this
yeah,
is
read
his
some
stuff.
Of it.
I can't.
Wait, let me see.
What language? He was French.
She is.
That's in English, though.
Well, yeah, I can't. My guess is
that's possibly
the bones that you
keep
found.
Keep that forever.
Yeah.
Because he was a very interesting man.
Yeah, but my guess is maybe the bones is sport or another dog.
I spoke to a paleontologist and also a coroner, like weird things to do. But they both told me that the bones are mixed. So it's like several different animals mixed with one bone that the paleontologist told me most likely wasn't animal.
Wasn't.
So that leaves human or dinosaur, which would be good money for me. But I would assume human. But, like, the police basically said, like, if you don't find a skull, like, we can't really do anything because they have a lot of shit to deal with. So, like, if I find a skull, they'll come back and close it off. But,
Did we mention that NBC came?
Yeah, it was on NBC.
So NBC.
This is really weird.
How did the newscaster find out about this story?
So Kirsten, my upstairs neighbor, she has a friend that works for NBC, and like she posted a bone on Facebook. So her friend was like, we're interested in that story. And basically, like, while we were digging, they called and were like, we want to come over now. And I was like, okay. So they like showed up in 30 minutes. And they like did a whole spread on it. And it was this whole, you saw it, right? It was like,
yeah.
So
I was in the back. I was
so epic.
I was blocked out. I saw him in there and I was like,
that's my 10 minute claim to fame.
Yeah. And yeah. The lady told us that they were going to use
Pet
that.
Cemetery.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. She was
but
like,
she said, I'm not
my
gonna
initial
give the address,
thought.
Honey. We're not going to give the address out to
yeah.
where. But that's the
no,
first
I
thing
told
they
her,
said.
She was like, she was like, do you have a Facebook? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, why didn't you talk about this? And I was like, because I respect my privacy. And she was like, well, don't worry, we won't say where you live. And then she was like, on the corner of. I'm like, oh, there's like one corner.
Oh, yeah, you can bleep that. Hey, will you note that?
Oh, yeah, bleep that.
Bleep that. It's okay. It's okay. No, you can do it. Yeah, just note that. Yeah, we'll.
Yeah. Bleep that too.
But I was scared. I mean, I was texting Bryce. I go, dude, like, because I made an Insta story earlier on that
day. Yeah, no
one
showed up, so.
Yeah.
We got lucky.
But thank God.
But yeah, she did that. And, like, she came to the back and she was like, what are your initial thoughts on this? And I was like, it's scary shit. And she was like, I'm a fan of Stephen King. Have you heard of Pet Cemetery? And I was like, yeah.
Dude, that's like one of, I can't even watch that movie anymore.
Yeah.
Just because of
we have one?
Zelda, which the sister that lived in the attic or whatever. It was so frightening.
Yeah, it was like some bizarre times.
You, yeah, it's
I haven't
bizarre.
Really been on top of that burial ground since.
Wait, just
we
right
still
down.
Have the bones though. They Ooh. Left them. They're in our shed.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like it's improper to dispose of them.
Right.
But I don't want them.
Yeah.
But like, I can't give them to the police.
Wow. It's. Have you experienced anything paranormal in your? Oh, let's talk. You have. Let's talk about the paranormal stuff in your. Because you have.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. I forgot about that. It's
well,
not
like
my
when
notes.
We first moved in,
go ahead,
there was like this crazy.
Whoa, that was a cool
this
jump.
This is my boyfriend Kirby. When we first moved in, there was this really freaky experience where like our keys like moved and they moved from us. So that was like, I had never gone through anything that was paranormal. So I didn't like know what to think of it. And I had this very like weird point of view on what was happening, and like we lost our keys for a week and they would like move around the house and it was very weird. And when we it was like actually the first night we moved in after we met you, which I hope has nothing to do with it.
I hope not.
But
that's some weird stuff happening here too.
We just like it was frantic. It was very scary, and I felt this very dark feeling. You know the picture we have in our...
Yeah, in our, of like Alexander
hanging.
the...
It's like a Columbus weird
thing. Yeah, like a... Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It like has tile. This horrible energy and this horrible feeling.
To it.
To it. Yeah, you know. Like when you go in, it's like...
And it's been
it's
there.
The
Let me
first
tell you,
thing
it's
you
been,
look at.
It's been there.
I know.
It's
yeah, it's
been
like,
there when
it's
Colin
like a,
was in there.
Some weird textile like painting from the 20s. And it's like of like... I don't know. It looks like it looks like Quaker Oats, but it's like very pretty. We tried to sell it. I hope no one in management watches
and then
this.
And you had a theory there might be a treasure.
Yeah, my mom was like, my mom had this weird theory that Colin was the Zodiac killer. She was like going fucking nuts, like texting me every day, like, look at this picture compared to like the sketch of the Zodiac killer. Like, you need to like look at this. He was supposed to live in LA and New York and during that time. And she was like, what kind of vehicle did he drive? And I was like, let me ask Steve. He was here. But
no, we need to get Craig in here because Craig has been here the longest.
Yeah, she was like, if you remove that, there might be like the skull, you know, that goes to the bones, like his treasure.
Well, tell him what happened that night when Diego discovered the key and then the dogs that were barking at the...
They were barking at your corner. They always bark. Like, sometimes the dogs go and bark, like, right where the lamp is in your corner. It was, like, where our sink meets our table. Like, sometimes dogs go and bark there, but I'm like, they're just probably barking at Kirby or something. But then I'm like, how do they know if Kirby's in there if he's, like, silent? And I feel like it's just like pointing.
Right there.
Yeah, like right where that little light is. You know?
That's crazy. Because remember
you,
the story
like,
of the
but that's
stand?
Where that, you know that thing that we have that opens in the kitchen that connects to your room?
Yeah, that thing that it's like a laundry board thing.
Yeah, like it opens sometimes. And you've probably heard me scream. Have you heard me like scream?
It opens?
Yeah, like I'll be cooking like something on the stove and the thing will open and I'll just fucking scream. And I think like Ilani's going to poke out.
Well, keep
like,
talking.
I feel like it's weird.
I'll tell
like,
you.
It's like you guys are gonna be like, ha! Ah, but like, it just opens. It's really weird.
Well, this.
But this place is so old.
This stand.
I know. I remember.
This stand
That's the voodoo stand.
Okay, so when I was cleaning out Colin's bookshelf.
Yeah.
And I was where Ilani is now.
Yeah.
This thing was folded up, I guarantee you. It was always in the bag.
Yeah.
And I get up and I walk over here. I'm over here and then I turn around and I look where Ilani is. And this thing was literally like standing up like Blair Witch style.
I know. You guys
right
called
in
me.
The corner.
Yeah.
Remember how freaked out I was?
It was like midnight and I was like, some shit is going down. Because they called and they were like, they just said, can you come here? And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, like someone's like dead. So I came and like that thing was like standing and you were like telling me how it like it
was
wasn't
not
the, there.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean you could
and
look
I
how
totally,
big this thing is. This thing is so noticeable.
I know. It's creepy shit.
So let's tell the viewers about when the reveal of the key appearing, the appearance of the key again.
Okay, so the key that was missing, it was mm-hmm. like a 5-day thing. Mm-hmm. We looked everywhere and I checked, like my boyfriend Diego, he like sometimes loses stuff. So I was like, this is simple. Like he lost something yeah. again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I like was looking in his pants. Because he has like one pair of jeans. I don't know
yeah,
if I should say that about
time.
Him. Sorry.
Yeah.
He has like one pair of jeans that he wears all the time. So I like checked it like thoroughly in every single little crevice and pocket.
Even
and it
the,
wasn't there. Like
even there's certain
there's like
pants
the tiny
the
pockets.
Tiny pocket.
Yeah.
You checked that?
Yeah. I checked everywhere. And three times, three different days. Because I was like, it has to, there's, when this stuff happens, I'm like, there's only a logical explanation.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just how I rationalize it. Mm-hmm. So I was like checking. We went to the laundromat at the like, it was like the fifth day that they were missing. We were like, we're fucked. We're gonna have to like message one of the management people and be like we lost our key. Yeah. We can't say.
Oh.
He could watch your show. He's a fan.
Wait.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut that out with the street name.
Right, cut that out. I mean, Thomas.
Let's change his name.
Thomas.
Janice. So
Janice
the, like, we're gonna, he's gonna be so mad at us.
She. Okay.
Yeah. So,
so Janice.
We went to the laundromat to do laundry, and we were getting coins. So there's, like, this dispenser. We go to the mat right there by, like, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, there. You go there?
Yeah.
Okay. We go
like
the one on
the,
okay, I'm not gonna say the name.
One. No, come yeah. on, you
okay.
gotta stop.
Okay. on Lincoln.
Yeah.
I go on Lincoln.
Yeah. So that one's a little sketchy.
Yeah, the one on Lincoln. Yeah.
So we put like a $5 bill in to get coins out. And this made us literally cry at the laundromat. Both of us, Diego and I. We put the coins in and got the keys. I got the coins and in the coins was our key.
In the coin machine?
Yeah, when he grabbed it. He grabbed the coins and our key was in it. And we were like, I'm just like still speechless. Like it sounds so stupid.
In the quarter where the quarters are.
Yeah. We got the quarters and our house key was in it. We were like going places having to leave it unlocked because we didn't have it. And we were like freaking out because it was like our first week here.
Oh my God.
And it was there.
You're making me think of, I have a key thing too.
Yeah. We told you. It was like.
No, like, I have a key thing too that right out this door.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's hold on to that thought. Remember, babe?
Yeah.
So I go out. I think to like curb you out, this is before we start walking,
yeah.
like go out to the bathroom out there. And then I look near the palm tree there. I go, what? Inside there, I go, what the hell is that? I saw like something in there and I went to reach for it.
Yeah.
And it was three keys, but they look like from the 1950s. They look old.
Yeah.
Like there was rust on them and dirt. And
creepy.
And then I go, oh, and I don't know why I tried, but I go, because these locks are new, right?
Yeah,
but
they change them.
One of the keys opened that lock. Remember, babe?
Yeah, that's so scary.
How do you explain that, Bryce?
I don't know, Steve. I worry about sleeping here at night.
We all do. We all do.
So go back to your story.
Yeah, so it's like a key thing. Like that. No,
oh,
like
it is a
what
key
do you
thing.
Say if like you, that happens? Like you get like the quarters are coming out of a machine. You grab them and your house key is in it that you've been
so
missing.
So he wasn't tampering it before, like
no.
in his pocket.
No, because I don't fuck around with that. It's not funny to me. So
right.
like I was there, And it's not really funny to him, you know? He's yeah. very,
no, no,
like...
he's a serious dude.
Serious
yeah,
dude.
From Spain. And,
so it was like, yeah, yeah, Spain, they're yeah, serious.
They're, Spaniards are serious
yeah,
people.
Totally.
Okay.
But, like, it was just, like,
yeah.
mind-blowing. Like, the first thing I did was, like, tell you guys. We're
yeah.
like, this is,
but
like...
But then you're missing a part of the story where you were sitting two dogs.
Yeah.
And then when you went to Craig's, you went to Craig's to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
You came back.
A little bit.
Yeah, you guys were like playing
yeah.
like, the games on his,
we, yeah, we
yeah,
went
his video
there.
Game system. And then you came back and the bathtub was just
running. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that.
That was so traumatic. I actually like blanked it out.
And the dogs were
that was like
barking.
Almost a year ago. Yeah.
The dogs were literally
yeah,
barking
I had three
at
dogs.
Something. Yeah, three.
And one was a chihuahua.
The, in the bathroom.
Do you remember that Craig said one of them looked like Dolly? It was the chihuahua.
Oh, don't tell me.
So,
that.
Like,
don't.
He told me that, like, it looked like the dog. But, like, we went over to Craig's. I think we were there for, like, 3 hours or something. We came back. They were barking in the hallway, and, like, the water was, like, spurting out, like, super fast. Like, full speed. And, like, they can't, it's a chihuahua, they can't, like, turn the nozzle.
Like, we tried to turn it off, Craig, remember?
And our shoes were out of the cabinet.
Yes.
And they weren't out of the cabinet.
Dude.
And it's like the IKEA cabinet that you have to like open. On
so
the
shoes she's mentioning, they have a shoe holder, but it's way up. You would have to open the closet.
And then open the shoe holder.
And then open the shoe holder, which was this tall.
Yeah.
Right?
This was so intense that I like made them come over and like check it because I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah.
This is like.
You were losing. Yeah,
I
that
was like frantic. It was horrible. It was
Bryce,
weird.
What do you think about this?
But the weird thing is like that all happened when we first came in, kind of like a
welcome.
Like a welcome warning, and like it's all died down. I don't know if it's because I
well,
like
saged
the fuck out of that place.
You did. You
yeah.
we still have your sage.
Yeah, I saged your place too in my Metallica
yeah.
hoodie. It's a pretty epic thing for me. It's like on my
so
checklist.
If you're experiencing any of this, folks,
I'll sage your house.
Get sage, and what's the other thing? The there's
good,
another
good attitude.
Sage.
Belief.
And then you need to sage it. You need to sage it out. You need to smoke it out.
Yeah.
Because spirits don't like that, right? Like a.
Yeah, it really worked.
It worked, right?
Yeah, I went to the House of Intuition in Silver
oh,
Lake.
Oh, right there? Down
well,
there?
Well, I went to the Silver Lake one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's next where I live, yeah. That's at Wasecco Park.
Yeah, that's where I used to live. Yeah.
Do we need to bleep that out, too?
Oh.
Because I'll give
oh,
your no, whereabouts.
Go to his house.
Okay. So is that the, those, are we missing any other stories? Those are the main ones?
Thankfully not. Like, I just like the energy in our place, it's just like so.
It's weird.
It's there.
Yeah. And then you got cameras, remember?
Yeah.
Next to your TV.
Yeah, we got a little camera.
The
so
infrared
we can see,
one? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The black and white.
Yeah, we
at
can't
night.
See outside, just inside, which is like I regret getting.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, this place is not pleasant to really live in, is it?
It has a lot of energy. I don't know if it's necessarily bad. I mean, like finding like a shit ton of bones is.
That's bad.
But inside, it's okay.
So what, you never found a dog skull?
No, we didn't find any skull.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's strange.
You're like, should we keep digging or just like put the hot tub?
Well, going back to Colin and the history of your place.
Yeah.
Back in the day, his nephew was a musician like you.
Yeah.
He played the guitar. He played the acoustic guitar.
But was it his nephew?
I don't think it was. I'm just giving you the facts
yeah.
of what I know from.
The first thing you said when we met, by the way. We
what
like,
did I say?
Diego and I moved in. Like, we pulled up in a U-Haul and we saw you and you had like bags and a skateboard. So we were like, oh God, is it like a homeless dude? Or like, does he live here? I was like, I don't really know if he lives here, but we'll just talk to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like, hey, like, I'm Steve. You're like, you know about the old guy that lived there, Colin? Yeah, he died. And I was like, sick. Like, that's just sick. Like, cool. Good
yeah.
energy.
He
but
was a
but
weird
you were like
dude.
Our first friend.
He was a lonely
yeah.
man.
Yeah, yeah. All of you say that. So he must have been
so lonely towards the
he
end.
He sounds
of his
pretty
life.
Peculiar.
Oh, tell him about the notices you're getting from France.
Oh
the
yeah,
Bank
we
of
get
France.
Like letters from the Bank of France that he has money to claim. So we're like, should we like, be his like nephew and niece? No, though, but he has like stuff from he worked on like the original Sherlock Holmes. Dude, he was one of the writers.
He's done movies.
Yeah,
he's done
wrote a lot of scripts for Paramount. Yeah. And, like, cool stuff.
Because I was there one day because I used to walk Dolly before I had Dolly, and then he was like going through his old clippings and writings, and he was like showing me this play that I was in. I go,
so
oh, cool.
Sad.
And I did the campaign. And then I'm like, oh, cool, Colin. And he goes, I had my day in the sun. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It sounds like he really opened up to you. You know, you're his second son.
Yeah, he tried.
First son.
I don't
only
say
son.
That. I just know that the dynamic with his
daughter,
like, she had a resentment toward. They did not get along.
Yeah.
The wife was literally catatonic. Like, she was.
He had
just
a wife?
Yeah, back in the day. Divorced. But I met her too. That was creepy.
Ooh.
Like, she was literally like, I met her. She was wearing like this white dress and she was just like.
The corpse bride?
She was just like.
You know, this is like just horrible stuff to find out about the person that lived in your house.
And then one of the memories I had, he had a desk where your bed is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
His work desk was there.
Is that where he. You know,
that was his
passed.
Work desk. No, I don't know. No, he didn't pass inside there. But he.
That's a good office, though.
He,
that
I
place.
Was just walking
that's
Dolly a, just to be cool. You
yeah.
know, I wasn't asking for any dough or. But then he, like, goes into his desk like this. And he goes, hold it right there. And he goes into his desk and he had an old. Like, in the back of his desk, he had a cigar box. And then he went and he reached for it. He opened it and there's like a crumpled up 20. And he goes, take it.
Aww.
And I couldn't take his money.
Good.
Because you know what I'm saying? It's like this old man's money, you know?
But
I'm
you
not
took
gonna,
it.
No, I didn't. I go, no. No, hell no. We'd be cursed. I mean, I'd be cursed.
I mean, you're not cursed having, you know, his everything.
Oh, you're right.
Just the 20. Not the table, the chest,
you know
or all
you're
his
right.
letters.
You're right. I need to.
But don't get rid of it, though.
Why?
You can put it with our bones.
You're right.
Because that shed that we have in the back, that's like one of, that was his.
He built it.
So
yeah.
It's like, it's his. That's
his stuff.
That's where he is. That's like his home.
That's his stuff.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff in there.
You know what my theory is, my hypothesis with the ghost, or if it's Colin's ghost, he lurks in here, like around the corner where Ilani is, in your spot, obviously your spot, and I think Craig gets a little bit too.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think Craig gets a bit.
Was Craig here when he was here?
Yeah.
Scary
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, he was here. And he was here before anybody. Craig knows the history here.
Yeah.
Let's go on a brighter note.
Yeah.
Here. Let's move on to a. I want to talk
smooth
about
transition.
Yeah, I want to talk about your music.
Perfect.
When did you? You just recorded a new EP called Ghost Culture.
Yes.
Now, fitting name. Why? How'd you come up with the title?
Ghost Culture to me, I came up with that title, like the society of people in LA that figure like saying nothing is easier than saying no, so they kind of just disappear on you. You know the term
right.
ghosting? Like,
yeah.
They're just gone when they don't want whatever. If you can't offer them something, they're gone. So
yeah.
It's a ghost. So I'm like, LA is the ghost culture. Has
that's
nothing
a cool
to do with paranormal.
Concept. No, that's
but
some
it
real...
should though. That's a double.
Yeah. Now, when did you notice? Like, because you're from Texas too. Let's can
yeah.
we can we mention that?
Shout out to Texas.
Shout
I'm from
out to Texas.
Cypress, Texas.
Shout
it's
out
like
to Cypress, Texas.
Suburbs of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
My whole family's there.
Yeah, your mom and dad.
Yeah,
pops.
I miss that place.
Yeah,
it's got some good barbecue.
Yeah, some good. I've
you
never
guys
been
gotta,
there.
You guys got to go.
I know.
You
and
stay
then,
with my family.
And then
I
your
talk
mom,
about you guys
your mom's
all the
time. In law enforcement, right?
She is retired. She got stabbed.
What?
Yeah, she got stabbed on duty. She was a narcotics officer, and she got stabbed by a crackhead in her back with, like, garden scissors. And they, like, penetrated her back, like, all the way, almost through her abdomen. So she's, like, she's
oh,
out of that.
Now, would you say, dude, that's horrible to hear. That yeah. I didn't know about that. Would
it's
you
okay,
say,
though. She's still strong and trucking. She teaches juvenile detention, and she's a children's author.
Oh, that's she is?
Yeah.
She writes children's books?
Yeah, and I do her illustrations.
Oh, cool. Where could they get some of her? Like
Amazon.
And then what's her, can we?
Yeah, she's a Rothman Editions. That's her website. She just does a bunch of like poetry and children's books.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she loves it. It's her passion. Yeah.
Would you say you get some of her like through like genetics? Like, because you're
everything.
Because you're like,
very stern
and investigative.
Yeah. It's kind of in my blood. Like, I just feel like entitled to like be the force for my own protection and safety.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, my parents still, even though she's retired, they still like when they go to brunch on Sundays, they take, because my stepdad, her husband, he's an officer still. They take their radio and they like listen to the crime in the area while they go to brunch and like should be like pop in. Yeah.
They still do stuff like
that. Yeah. It's her passion. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. She has to have it, you know, in her life.
Yeah. And then when did you start getting a need or interest into writing music and doing your stuff?
Probably when I was like 4.
And then like what kinds of stuff were they
listening
to?
Oh, God. Like when I was really
like
young.
Fleetwood Mac
and
stuff?
Yeah, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have like tapes of it. I was putting on shows for my family where I was like forcing them to sit down and listen to me like sing Shania Twain and like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would just like force it on them. And that I just got really happy with like performing.
Yeah.
So I just needed it. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it forever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then how many songs are in your on your new EP?
Just 5.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 songs.
And you do
songs.
Everything. You record it?
Yeah, I recorded
listened
in
to
the,
it. It sounds good,
in
like the
little
vocals
office
sound like.
That we have.
And then
Colin's old office.
Colin's old office.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff are you using to create your...
I just have I have 2 guitars, and I use my synth and a keyboard, and I just record it on like an audio interface, like a little Presonus soundbox. It's like a $100 thing from Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to use
it
well.
Is it the size of this red thing?
No, it's larger. It's like the size of your Korean barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah, and okay. I just hook it into my Mac and try the best I can.
How are you getting the vocals sound crisp? Like, how are you getting those?
I have these mics. I have the SM58. Yeah, the same exact live mic, which is not the best for recording, but like I try to like diffuse my sound with my hand. It's like very ghetto.
Yeah, but it works. I mean, it works.
Yeah.
And then how are you getting those effects on your voice?
For Christmas, Diego bought me a pedal.
It's a vocal
like a
pedal?
Red light district pedal. Mm-hmm. And it has like several effects I can choose from. Like my favorite is old radio because I really like 70s punk style. So it's like distorted, like kind of sounds like you're singing like a shitty garage.
Yeah.
I use that.
I like that stuff too. Yeah.
You're gonna fall.
Wow.
And just like some standard reverb.
And who's making it? Is Diego helping you with the music?
Yeah, he helps me. He's like killer on guitar.
Wow.
He's really talented.
And then you're recording on that. That's like a multi-tracking recording system on your Mac?
Yeah. Like
oh,
Pro Tools.
It comes with the program
itself.
Yeah, it
comes with the box that I bought.
Oh, wow.
Program. I use GarageBand, too.
Yeah, I'm
no
recording
dissing on GarageBand. It's excellent.
Yeah, I'm recording the new my new project on just all GarageBand.
With the new GarageBand, right?
Like, no, the old one.
The new one has, like, everything. But the old one's good, too.
Oh, what do you mean? What are the differences?
There's, like, so much shit on it. Like, so many different effects. It's like having real software to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what are the differences? They have more options?
Yes, a lot of options. Like a lot of options for vocal effects too.
Wow. More than they have, cuz they have a lot right now.
Yeah, but there's more.
Yeah.
You got to check it out.
It's so cool that nowadays you don't need to go to a studio and you could just have an idea,
you can do everything.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
Now, where could they hear your you have a SoundCloud?
Yes.
At Red Velvet Rain.
I mostly put my covers on my SoundCloud of the bands that I'm like obsessed with.
Yeah.
I do covers.
Oh, you do Modest, you have a couple of Modest Mouse
ones
too.
Yes, I am obsessed
with,
shout out to Isaac Brock if you ever see this by any chance.
Hey man, we would love Isaac on the show. Isaac, I'm just putting it out there, man. I'm a huge fan of Lonesome Crowded West is my favorite.
Lonesome Crowded West is my favorite album in the world. That's the only reason we're friends.
Cowboy Dan. Yeah, trailer.
Trailer Trash,
all that.
Styrofoam Boots, yeah, It's All Nice, All Nice. That's the best album in the world.
Yeah.
I applied, I sent my demo to his record label, and I got a response.
You did?
Yeah, it was a no, but I got a response.
Oh, okay, but they responded back.
Yeah.
What's the name of his label?
Glacier Pace.
Uh-huh.
So I sent my demo, and I was, like, trying to be, like, not so creepy, like, I would, like, kill myself for you. I was trying to be like, you know what?
Wait, that's what you wrote? Cool.
No, I was trying not to use the words like,
yeah,
I'll die and obsessed, but yeah, like, that's what I was feeling. Mm-hmm. So I sent my album really like casually, and like within like 3 days, they were like, sent like a custom message like, hi Rain, like we listened to one of your songs and we really enjoyed it and we like your sound, but like right now we're not looking for artists. So I was like,
but that's
positive,
like credited
it and put it in my, where I record.
Wow.
I'm a creep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you do? Have you seen the documentary on Modest
Yes.
Mouse? It's
twice.
Like different parts
yeah.
on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And what stands
so
out?
Cool.
Yeah, what stands out? Because it has
Isaac.
It has Elliot Smith and it has yeah. other his contemporaries.
I just like the way, like the rawness of the way they record and the way they go about music. It's like, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's passion and it's what I love. It's like mm-hmm. they like recorded in like bathrooms to get like
the
the
effects,
far away sounds. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like, they just really did what they had to.
And they record on like tape.
Totally.
Too.
Yeah. Which is super cool.
Yeah.
I tried to do that for my last demo. I have a Walkman that's broken.
Yeah.
And I like borrowed a tape from Craig. And I was going to record, but everything was broken, so I was fucked. But that's how I want to record my next album. Like,
why don't you do the vocals in the bathroom?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I record in the bathroom.
There's a mood and there's a sound
in there. Just digitally, though. I want to do it, like,
analog.
Real way.
Yeah.
Like, your way.
Well, I just do it on this. I just do it right here.
I think that's sick.
Yeah, go here into that.
I listened to your vinyl that you gave me.
Did you like some of this stuff?
Of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I think it's awesome. And I've never been to
your show.
Thanks
for listening. That's all I ask. And today's
age. I will be at your next show.
Well, that's if we have a next
show. You will have a next show.
Thank you.
And I'll open for you.
That'd be great. That'd be great. So, like, how many albums are on your SoundCloud?
On my SoundCloud, I didn't put my album, but I have, like, 10 to 15 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
There's like two originals and mostly like covers, all the way from like David Bowie to Radiohead to everything.
Yeah, yeah. Name some more inspirations. I'm interested in that. Like,
Tom York is a huge inspiration for me because he's like a crazy.
Yeah.
Isaac Brock, I have a lot of his. It's even on my YouTube. I did like a cover of one of their songs. Mm-hmm. And Bowie, the Gun Club. The Gun Club, I did Mother of Earth from their Miami album. That's like 80s punk, which I'm very much into. And I have one album and then a song that's on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh,
and like you can find it there.
Yeah, man. We would love to see you do a mic or get a show in LA.
I would love to, yeah.
And then that's why this show's here, is to spotlight people who I enjoy listening to, and then they could check out your music.
Yeah, if you like me, email me.
Are there plus everything. God, I think I covered all the questions that I have. Do you want to just do a real quick the mongoose thing real quick, and then we could continue? Okay, so this is the time. Okay, so should I wait for a little bit?
Go for it, Steve.
So shout out, we have a sponsor. New sponsor called Mint Mongoose, and this is for you.
Thank you.
So why don't you open it up while I read this commercial?
Treats his guest very well.
So Mint Mongoose, shout out to Mint Mongoose, is the least expensive, highest quality monthly jewelry subscription box out there. Least expensive, okay? Each month, receive 3 high quality pieces of jewelry according to your style preferences for just $12 plus shipping. Head over to www.mintmongoose.com, Mint Mongoose, and use code Steve, all in caps, to receive your first box for just $10. with free shipping anywhere in the U.S., and your first box will ship in 48 hours or less. In addition to the monthly shipment, you'll also receive a special gift every 3 months, like a wallet, nail polish, or pair of sunglasses. And 25 to 50% off the items in the mintmongoose.com online shop. Again, that's www.mintmongoose.com. Use code Steve in all caps and receive your first box for just $10 with free shipping. Okay? So please support the Stevie Weeby Show by heading over to www.mintmongoose.com and use code Steve all in caps to get your first box of jewelry for just $10 with free shipping. Now, did you see some of the items in there?
I didn't want to make like too much.
Okay, no, you're fine.
It's in the script. Love links to the description.
Okay. Wow, look at that.
Okay,
huh?
Let's see. Don't eat it, Kirby.
Hold on, let's take a look.
Ooh, I think these are earrings.
Whoa. Look at this, huh?
Oh, they look like little globes. These are awesome.
Check this out.
And I really mean it.
This is yours, too. It matches your earrings.
Damn, look, that's so cool.
That's yours.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my life.
You feeling it or what?
I am. I really am. I don't know how to put it on, though. I'm not good at like,
You'll wear it. You'll wear it, huh?
Oh, I'm going to wear it every day. You'll see.
I like it simple. It's, you know what I mean?
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So, Mint Mongoose, huh?
It's like a globe with, like arrows.
All right, let's go back to your music. And, like, I always like asking people, what are some of your dream collaborations? Who would you like to work with?
Oh, my God. This is, like, the question I was hoping you'd ask me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I plan this every day in the shower. I'm, like, dream team band.
Yeah,
I like,
okay.
So, like, me on vocals, mm-hmm. obviously. I get mm-hmm. Johnny Greenwood in the back, mm-hmm. kind of front,
yeah.
for guitar.
Okay.
Isaac Brock, because, like, what the fuck would I have yeah. a band without Isaac Brock?
Yeah, yeah.
Drums, I'd have Lars Ulrich from Metallica, because okay. I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's my dream. Those are my, wow. like, favorite musicians.
So if any of you guys are listening,
yeah, by chance,
holler. And how do they reach you? What's your Instagram?
Rain, R-A-Y-N-E,
yeah.
L-I-A-N-A.
Yeah.
That's my Instagram. It's Rain.
R-A-Y-N-E.
L-I-A-N-A.
L-I-A-N-A.
N-A. Yeah.
So if you guys...
But I don't have a band, so like any band is my dream band. I yeah. just do it alone.
Yeah, that's
why
cool,
I can't really
can do
live. I just have to pre-record everything.
Oh.
And like, I mean, I can do it live, but it's not as fun.
Okay, let's say if someone watches this and then they listen to music and they're feeling it and they want to get a hold of you, can they direct message you?
Yes.
So if you're in the Los Angeles area and you like her stuff.
Keep it real, though.
If you like her stuff and you're serious about collaborating, holler at her, right?
Holler at
and
me.
And then... that'd be great.
Yeah, especially if you're Isaac Brock.
So
do
Isaac
it.
Brock, please, you know, like we've supported your music over the years.
You said his name like 100 times.
Yeah.
It's like 40% of the show.
But Moon in Antarctica too.
That's oh God.
A pretty
yeah.
damn good album.
Yeah,
there,
I put
huh?
a I put like a one of their songs on my YouTube
mm-hmm.
and I got like requests to do one of the Moon in Antarctica songs from like some random person that found me that's like equally obsessed.
Gravity Rides Everything. I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Gravity Rides Everything. Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's really good.
Great song. You like Modest Mouse, man?
Yeah, I like Modest Mouse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do too, man.
What are some, what would you say is like one of your inspirational,
well,
your biggest one?
Well, that, what genre? Like, I like all kinds.
What's your favorite genre? Like, up there genre. I know it's hard to say, like, a specific
yeah.
favorite, but, like...
Ooh, that's tough.
How about lately?
That's a tough one, too, because I listen to... Well, she's been playing a lot of 60s stuff, huh, babe?
Oh.
Yeah, we've been playing, psych rock stuff in here.
Oh, that is awesome. And, why don't you invite me?
She just
I'm just
plays
in
a
the kitchen.
YouTube thing on it. But I like, Well, he used to be a part of a group called KMD, MF Doom.
I haven't heard of him.
Yeah, MF Doom. Yeah, MF
yeah,
Doom.
Yeah, me too.
So MF Doom. That's the one that comes out now,
yeah.
MF Doom, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm really yeah. big into, like, 70s punk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like late 70s punk and I don't know.
You could probably do some of that stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to be considered worthy of it.
Are there, how are we doing on time?
Yeah, we're really good. About 50 minutes.
Okay. Because we have more packages and stuff too.
Oh, we
right
do.
There. Yeah.
Let's get them.
So is it right? So before,
no.
We're not ending it now because we have, because I have to do some Patreon shout outs or whatnot, but, this is the time
nice.
Where
is this
I like
fan mail.
Well, we have a PO box. So if you want to send something to the show, go to, send it to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, PO box 1391, LA, California, 90093. Okay. So, and then I promised this guy, my homie, Keaton that I would give him a shout out. He's been a $50 Patreon of mine. So, so, I have to guess what it
These
is.
Aren't treats.
So that's yours.
Okay.
I think it's, ooh, stickers?
Incorrect.
Okay, let's see.
Way cooler. That's your clue.
Is it a shirt?
No. It's in between stickers and shirt. Just kidding, it's awesome. It's
is
beyond
it a
that. No. When do I show you?
Right now. You show
okay.
me right now.
Oh. I think it's like lifetime cooler.
Dude,
and
this
that's not
is
it.
So cool.
You also
Jake.
Have a personalized
I'm gonna
letter.
Wow. So shout out to Jake.
This is
Jake.
Awesome.
Shout out to Jake Kelp. That's awesome.
He like stitched it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's hold up for a second for the camera.
It's stitched.
That is sweet.
Okay, so this is from my man, Jake Kelp. I love the show, and you have slowly became a role model of mine. Please continue to express yourself to the world. I think we all need you. All-time guest suggestion, TV girl and or Madison Acid, musicians from L.A. Love, Jake Kelp. Thank you, Jake. That's awesome.
That's awesome, Jake.
Wow, dude. Look at this, huh?
That's like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's so cool.
You can put that on like
He did a little Ray. Babe, do you see this?
It's like you can put it on a quilt.
Oh, my
like
God.
Stitch it. It's like a forever item.
That's amazing. And this one is for... this is from my man Keaton Smith.
Okay.
So I guess now, sex toy.
That's a big one.
I don't know how to open that. I guess that's it. Oh, it's I think it's a poster.
I think it's a DVD.
It's obvious. Okay.
Pull it out. This is your prize.
Oh, cool. It's a poster.
It's psychedelic.
Yeah. Is there anything
Can you
in
hold
there
it?
Note?
I don't know. Can't really see well. No? I don't want to be wrong, but
cool
I'm going to say no.
I like it.
It's awesome.
Do you know what it says?
Rachel's? 16 Rachel's? Or Rachel's 16?
Hold on. I'll find out right now. Because he told me specifically to...
Google it?
Well, just to... package soon with... It says with a VH... S tape of my web series with a few other things. I would love to shout out the series, brother. Maybe this is it, huh?
Yeah, so Rachel 16.
Yeah, Rachel 16. So that's the TV series and support that from my man Keaton Smith, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keaton.
Yeah, cool stuff, huh? So is there anything that we missed that you wanted to cover? I wanted to go over your... So your SoundCloud is...
SoundCloud.com
is Red Velvet
Rain.
Rain.
Yeah.
RAYNE. Your YouTube is Rain Verlaine.
Mm-hmm.
RAYNEVERLAINE.
Yeah.
Your new album, Ghost Culture EP.
Yep.
How do they, and buy it, right?
Yeah.
They have that option.
Well,
right?
Or if you have like Spotify Unlimited, just listen to it. I think I get like 1 cent. So that's rad.
But buy it from SoundCloud. That's the better thing.
Buy it from iTunes. Yeah. Or listen to it on like Apple Music.
Okay. And if you want to collab with her, holler at her on Insta. What's your Instagram again?
Rayne Eliana. RayneElianA.
Okay. Do you feel good about the interview?
I feel so good. Like, I've told you, it's not my first appearance. I'm always here.
Yeah, you're always here.
Yeah.
And let's, you know, let's say some prayers for Colin.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, XXX.
Oh, thank you for showing me that letter. It's like gonna...
how do you say his name?
XXX. Tentacion.
Tentacion.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, brother. And with that being said, it's time for Little Ray's World. All right, sorry guys, I forgot to do these shout outs that are very important to the show. Shout out to all the new Patreons: Juicetown, Gustav Heiden, Zakio, Tori Westwood, and Jeffrey Song. Shout out to the people who bought my music off my Bandcamp: Philip Harris, who bought two albums, and Kenny Young. I'm working on a new album myself, so just give me some time. I'm working on that, recording on GarageBand. My Instagram's at QUANGOU, Kwangu, and that's all stuff related to the Stevie Weeby Show. If you want to become a Patreon, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. My Bandcamp is stevieweeby.bandcamp.com. Make sure to follow the Two Bunnies Instagram, directly related to what you're about to see, the animation with the Lil Ray. Two Bunnies, that's the number two, BUNNIEZ. Mongchi, the band that I'm in, we want to do more shows. We don't have a booking agent or a manager, so if you want to book us, holler at me on my Instagram or Mongchi Hammer's Instagram. And then check out the Amazon.com shop /Stevie Weeby. And another shout out to Mint Mongoose. Make sure you get that jewelry. Okay.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
What the hell do we got this week, Beep? It looks like a goddamn lion, man. What's your story, man? Your name's Brian and used to be a Mayan back in the day. Is that correct? Well, how'd you end up a goddamn lion, man? You sacrificed yourself to a reptilian god named Kukulkan, is that right? And they decapitated you, is that correct? Well, me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this, man.
This one's about Brian the Lion, kids, so listen up. Shining. Brian gave his own blood as an offering to the
Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World, man.
Thanks, guys.